obviously, you watch, it was
good win, you know, obviously. You know, they're down a little bit, and so we kind of just took advantage of, you know, their zone and worked our zone offense, and it worked kind of to perfection today.
You talked in the pregame about having goals to set in games like this where you probably know the result already. Did you meet those goals? What were they? What did you guys meet today?
Well, I think, you know, one of the goals is always defensively and holding the team down, and I think when you can hold a college team in the 20s, that's pretty darn good. So, I mean, that was for sure one of the goals. I haven't looked at the stats, but I know one of the goals is always an offensive rebounding goal of getting double digits, or, you know, having at least a couple kids in double digits, but, you know, out-rebounding the other team by at least 20. So I'm pretty sure we got there, not sure.
Yeah, 54-25, the rebounding battle. So, yeah, you definitely hit that mark.
Yeah, for sure. We got that mark. So, no, it was good game all around, and we're able to get some of our kids. You know, I think the last quarter we didn't play Anna or Kennedy, so let some of the other kids play and gain some confidence.
You know, one of the things I noticed and we mentioned on air is you're late in the game. You have this game as well decided under 2 minutes to play. A girl like Lauren Zawada comes streaking from the right wing all the way to the left elbow to, or left block to get a rebound. She could have just let Kirtland get that ball and dribble it up and end the game. I think there was a minute to play, but she's not going to stop hustling. She's got a motor on her, doesn't she?
Yeah, for sure. She's got a motor. There's no doubt about it. And that's one thing, like we talked about in the pregame, like we kind of do it one way, right? We don't play the scoreboard. We play the possession. And Lauren saw an opportunity to get an offensive rebound and go get it, and she did. And one thing we do with our girls is each game they have one thing that they want to get better at, that they want to do better than the last game. And I know for Lauren, it was scoring a little bit more than she has. So she definitely reached her goal there.
Anna Axtell, another 30-point game. Talk about what she's meant to this offense lately, getting you guys going after that Florida trip.
Anna can do it inside and out, and she does. When she's struggling outside, she goes inside and scores, and then she can do it outside. And today, she was really comfortable on the perimeter. And, again, we were having good ball movement offensively, and it seemed like we'd make that one more pass to Anna, and she didn't miss many out there.
Around the conference, 81-59 Mid-Michigan over Muskegon, so they're going to remain undefeated. The big one Saturday. Now that you're done with this one, we can look ahead to that one. Do you have an early scouting report on Mid?
Well, you know, I think the one of the main things is they all shoot, right? They all shoot. They keep the floor spread. They like to dribble, drive, and kick, and they like to make that extra pass. So defensively, the rotations we've been working on and the rotations that we've been good at, we have to continue. We have to be even better, right? So we really have to rotate defensively, and seeing that Muskegon is the first conference team to hold them under 100, maybe it is possible. But again, defensively, we just got to work our tails off, and it's going to be a 40-minute game.
We are the first final in the Northern Conference. North Central up 68-52 over Alpena. Delta up big over Montcalm, 99-46. So no real surprises there. Like we said, big matchup Saturday that might help determine the final, who's in it at the end, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have one loss. Now Muskegon has one loss. You know, Mid-Mich is undefeated. So if we can come and play our game and give them a loss, now there's three of us at the top with one loss, and it makes the second round very interesting.
Coach, good win. I think the last thing to say about a big win like this is it looks like, at least on the surface level, everybody got through it healthy. When you win big like that, like there was one time Lauren went down, and I'm holding my breath. I'm sure you were too. You got to be thinking that, right?
Yeah, for sure. There was one loose ball where a couple Kirtland kids dove for it, and our kids looked like they were going to dive, and I was glad they didn't, because it was late, you know, probably about a minute and a half left, and that looked like concussion written all over it. So, so yeah, there are some times there where it's good to hold back a little bit. Yeah, knock on wood, we did get out healthy.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Anybody you want to shout out before you get out of here?
Shout out the community, my family. Keep listening. Listen on Saturday and listen for a big win. Go Norse.
Thanks to Coach Fassett for joining us here for the end of that one. The Norse win big, 95-29. We went over the point totals for the Norse. The leading scorer on the Kirtland side, Adriana Gilmore with 6 points, Kayla McCoy with 6 points, Alyssa Keel with four, Lucy Hall with four, a couple players with three, Riley Masson, Mariah Ellis, Ileana Sexton with two, and one for Amanda Lewis. No big rebounding numbers. Elisa Keel leads them with six. The Norse shot, where is it, for the game? They shot 44% from the game, only 27.6% from the three. Fired some up there late that weren't on. 86.7 from free throw. The Firebirds shot just 13.2%. The Norse really had them baffled the whole time, didn't get much going offensively. So that about wraps up the women's game. Let's take 3 minutes. We'll wrap this one up. That'll give me time to do some of my duties and then come back. I'm going to see if we can get one of the assistant coaches to talk to us since we didn't get a pregame interview. See if we can get a little bit of a scouting report and go from there. If not, hopefully we got something back in the studio that we can play for you, because I don't have 10 minutes of pregame, I can tell you that much. Take 3 minutes and we'll be back to talk men's basketball. You're listening to Bay College Basketball on Maverick 106.3.